This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Thank you, Lucius. Boy, the text is calling me out, getting after me. Tim says, quit raining on my parade. Do you or me make as much as they do? No. Do we get to wear a star? No. Do they sign to fail? No. Tim told, is that Tim in Carthage?
Sounds like a live from the garage Pappy tweet right there.
Man, he is just ranting. It doesn't even make sense. I would say that only like 60% makes sense, but I pick up what you're putting down, Tim.
It's 5 o'clock at Tim's house.
All I can say is I'm sorry. You know, do I want to try to make some sort of chicken soup out of this chicken bleep that the Cowboys continue giving us? Yes. Yes, I do, Brian. Can I? Right now, I'm not up to the challenge, and I should be better in that.
Yeah, I think that people have a real problem. And I've been kind of dealing with this here the last few days because of going out and saying that I don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year. You know, I think there's a possibility this team might be worse.
Yeah.
And people are like, listen, they hadn't played a damn game yet. You know, why don't you give them a chance? And there's other moves they can make. And I'm like, okay, I'm just telling you right now what I'm seeing them lose. And then, you know, with what they're having to deal with, a new coaching staff, injuries, guys coming back, some of your best players aren't even going to be available, you know, right off the jump. And then you got, you know, the questions about your quarterback, how, you know, healthy is he going to be? You know, are you going to be able to do enough? And, you know, I'm not trying to like throw, you know, a wet blanket over your season. I'm just saying there's a chance. I'm not going to go into this thing like try and pump sunshine up your ass because, you know, you're a homer or I'm a homer. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, hey, you know, we'll see. This team has got a lot of problems and they've got a lot of holes to fill, and they're trying their best with what their plan is. But, you know, I'm not going to sit there and try and steer people the wrong way.
You can feel however you want to feel, and you don't like what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you're not wrong in thinking that what they're doing isn't good enough, because you've got 30 years of history to prove that, yeah, their way of doing it, thinking they're the smartest in the room and we can go ahead and take players that have failed elsewhere, bring them in here on cheap contracts and make it work, isn't the way to go about it. Because if you were going the other way, you'd be called a homer right now. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, this team sucks. Well, they got Dak Prescott as their quarterback. They're not going anywhere. You're saying how you feel. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So there's half the audience that appreciates that. The other half are you're raining on their parade. You do radio how you want to do it, brother.
Yeah. I mean, we're actually having a parade over signing Jack Sanborn. I mean, cheers to you. You're doing it right.
That is where we are.
It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broadus.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate that. And thank you very much to Reliant as well. I've had the opportunity to... Yesterday, I didn't get a chance to get to Peyton Turner. I had a report on him of how he is going to play. I'm interested in him because there's a side of me that believes this is your replacement for Golston when it comes to, I think this guy is a much better run defender than he is a pass rusher. I know if you look at the metrics they'll say about him as what kind of athlete he is, I don't think he's a very bendy guy, and I don't see a lot of the athletic ability that you maybe saw at the combine, those types of things. I don't think you see it in his play all the time. I think you see a guy that is really good playing the run when it comes to, because he's got really rare length with the arms, and you could see him taking on blocks, and I kind of see that, you know, with what Golston was able to do. I think you can kick Peyton Turner inside. I think he could play some three technique stuff for you if you want to do that. But he's mainly going to play left or right end, and he's going to be able to play well against the run. He's not going to get hooked. He's not going to get moved. He can give you, like I say, an occasional pass rush, but there's not the initial quickness there. It's a little bit of a, he's kind of a stiff moving athlete as a player. So if you're expecting like an edge rusher, bendy kind of guy, this is not it. This guy is more of a kind of a, as we would say, and maybe there's going to be something with Eberflus here. Maybe he's more like that five technique, that head up on the offensive tackle. And we always call that like a two gap guy, but I think this guy is going to be more of your play the run, play like as a left defensive end, then maybe play more as a right defensive end. He did have one really good pass rush where his length really helped him against the Falcons. Cousins tried to climb forward in the pocket, and he was able, as he's going past, reach back and knock the ball out of his hand. That was one of the better plays that he had. But he's just going
to
kind of...
If that's the only play you saw of him, you'd be like, yeah, let's sign this guy to the biggest contract you've ever seen in your life. Well, that was an awesome play.
I'm just, you know, they always tell you if you've seen it one time, you'll see it again. But I just this is not a bendy guy. And a guy that had really good metrics when it came to workouts and stuff coming out of college. He is a guy that I think that, like I say, there's some stiffness to his game. He knows how to play with some leverage. I don't think he's got the quickness, and he tends to kind of rush down the middle. So I'd like to see him be able to kind of play with the link that he has, play more with some technique there. But he's going to really, really he'll help you in the run game. I just don't know how much he'll help you as a pass rusher, if that's what you're expecting. All right, I'm looking at the Elam a little bit here.
Uh-oh. And, I was wondering why you were vomiting earlier.
It's not vomiting. This
Did
guy.
Did you watch him in the playoff game? The no. Chiefs game?
Is the Chiefs game the one that
I think the Chiefs playoff game is one that would be very detrimental to anyone who thinks he might be good.
I went through like five games, and then all of a sudden the Sanborn thing came down, and I'm like, okay, I'll
pivot
over here and get an idea of him. I'll go back and catch the Kansas. I got all the games that he played in. He played a ton of special teams plays. In the early games that you're going to catch him, he plays when it's a blowout. And the one game he made a start in was against the Miami Dolphins, was a game that I got to see where he plays. But, you know, I went back and looked at him and just kind of what I saw from him as a college player. And, Zach, you said this was when you were just coming on to the scene, right?
This was the year before I joined the draft show, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I went back and I was just checking my notes because I wanted to see if there's the same kind of ability that he's had. And you guys were talking about him being a press man corner. That's exactly what this guy is. He is always up for the battle of that. And you can, when you watch him play up tight, he does a good job of getting his hands on the receiver. He can hold up guys on the line of scrimmage. He's 6'2", he's 191 pounds. So he's able to kind of stay in position because of his ability to play with his hands, and he's able to kind of hold those receivers in position. Where he looks totally uncomfortable as playing off coverage. And you watch him, there were some times where they were just trying to kind of end the game and he was having to drop into zone coverage. And when he had to break on the ball, there was time where Jacksonville, they ran Kirk, I mean, like on a deep route, and he's playing at depth. And Kirk, you know, is a quick player and just got around him. And he doesn't look very comfortable playing that off coverage stuff. So I don't know how much you want to do this with this guy. I know when I watched him play against a couple of years ago when he came out in the draft, the Alabama had all those really tough Alabama receivers in that draft, in the 2022 draft. And I was impressed with how he was able to stay with him. And I think that carried over a little bit to these late season or these late game opportunities. He's going to be, his strength is clearly going to be as a man cover guy. Anything playing off might be a little bit of a liability here. So I think you have to be very particular where you play him and how you play him. He played both sides in these games I watched, but there's the tackling part of it. They ran a screen. He was able to drive on that one and make a tackle in space against Jacksonville. And then against the Dolphins, they threw a ball to his side on a swing that he was able to come up and wrap up and make a tackle. Those were a couple of the tackles that I actually saw right there. There were some questions I had about him being a really good tackle guy. The you know, it seemed like to me that he relished the opportunity to play against the best, was a note that I made. And but I said I've seen him have better games tackling than he did against Alabama. So we'll see how that all plays out. But I think a better man cover guy than an off coverage guy for Elam right there.
By the way, it looks like DeMarcus Lawrence is heading to Seattle and joining the Seahawks.
Reuniting with Aiden Durdy.
Aiden Durdy. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just getting started on Sanborn, by the way, on him. And he plays more as an outside linebacker than he does an inside linebacker. I was kind of thinking that this was probably going to be a Mike linebacker type of a player. But they've got him playing. Eberflus has him playing as a Sam linebacker. So he's an outside guy for the Bears last year. And this guy does a pretty good job of playing with his hands when it comes to taking on blocks, from what I could see. I think he played with a burst. The one thing that I really liked about him was when he was taking on blocks, he was quick to kind of get rid of those. You could see why he makes tackles, because he doesn't stay blocked. And I thought he did a pretty good job of closing down a couple of plays that I watched there. The initial quickness was good. And sometimes you see guys avoid blocks where they run underneath blocks and they don't get away with it. This guy was able to kind of avoid blocks that way. You don't always want to just undercut blocks, but this guy had the speed to be able to kind of dip underneath the block and then get to the ball. So I was just, again, that's just the early indication that I saw. I got a lot more work to do on him, but at least his tape, as far as, like I say, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be an inside line, a Mike linebacker. This guy looked like that they had
all those tackles.
Yeah, as a Sam linebacker. And you might even consider playing him as a Will linebacker because of his ability to close and kind of run down plays. So I liked the initial look on him, I think, has been pretty positive so far.
Looks like one of the guys that'll be starting for the Cowboys.
I would say so. He does.
Yeah.
He's got awareness, and he has an understanding. Like you do not see that there were a couple of times where Tennessee was trying to get the ball to the outside on him, and he was able to kind of play off blocks and get over there. And I like that about him. Sometimes you get linebackers that don't see it very well, but this guy looked like he saw it pretty well. I can't understand why the Bears moved on from him, because he seems like a pretty good piece to have. The thing was, he plays a lot of special teams too. I was having to go through those special teams, the kickoff return, the kickoff, the punt, the punt return. So as a starter, he might not be doing all those things, but the games that I was able to watch, though, that looked pretty positive. But
yeah,
I'm encouraged by how he plays with his hands and then how he's able to get off blocks.
Nice.
That was encouraging.
Well, the Cowboys could definitely need some help there, but he was one of those undrafted guys. Like, all they had to do was tender him or something like that, and they
decided not to
have protection. But they wanted to move on, so I think that is a nice one for the Cowboys. Along with Solomon Thomas, they made some nice additions. But with the Tank Lawrence news now official, they have lost a pretty fine collection of players and a couple legends. I mean, give Tank his props. It's not just Zach Martin, as far as, you know, Cowboy greats that have seen the end of their Cowboys career come to an end here. Yep. In recent days. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Chief, what's in store next?
Sounds of the Sports Day featuring Who to Blame for the Texas Rangers Ball Cap Disaster. We have a Sooner doing bits and the Overlaughers next here in the nation.